Well, I used to...
See how the different people, because, you know, people won't stay. And that was what really went down. They don't wanna stay.
You know what we're gonna try and do is, like, here, we're just getting people together in twos to give us some feedback, but also, when we finish certain chapters, we're gonna get groups of people together and read them to them. And so...
Call names or just read something and what do you...
No, we don't do any names, as you said.
Yeah, you're just gonna read something and say that, like, your group...
Well, see if people think it's, good, is there anything really wrong, or is there anything we could've said better?
Will the person be there that said it?
Probably, but they won't.
They'll know.
Only the person will know, nobody else will know.
Yeah, that's good, you know why, because people, to me, are very reluctant to... Probably if it was anybody but Madeline and yourself, I wouldn't sit here and say, you know, how that you really had to slap your... That sounds terrible. I mean, to you being a new woman in this life, it's gotta sound terrible.
Well, it sounds horrible.
But that's how it was, you know? But, you know, you gotta remember, it was by the same token, each beating that you might have taken, I took just as many every time we walked in the bar. If there was a guy there that didn't like me beating with you, you know, I took a lot of ass whoopings in my day.
But I can relate back even to grammar school now, when I was in love with this one girl. And in fact, there was a few that, you know, but every time a boy would start beating on her, man, I'd come down on him. Because you don't touch this woman.
Protection, yeah.
Yeah, I said, I just,
the lady.
Yeah, and I probably got myself whooped a half a dozen times. I can't remember, but I know damn well I'd come down. If you don't touch her, Jane the woman, she's a lady.
That was probably one of the...
And I shit hit the fan.
One of the first things that my mother ever said to me about being homosexual, and, you know, when it came out to her, she says, just answer me one thing, Pat. She says, why do you have to be the man of the house? I can't stand seeing you hurt like this. Why can't you be the woman of the house? You know, because I was always, but my eyes were black, my nose was broke, I was always really in this answer area. And she couldn't deal with that. You know, why do you have to be hurt like that? If you're going to be this way, why can't you be the other one?
So you wouldn't have to take all those beatings.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on the other hand, there are, I'll have to say, which I have seen, a good many femmes that used to go around with so many black and blue marks on them, just the witches would do it just for kicks. This I do know. They get drunk, go home, and knock them from one room to, just for the hell of it. Now this I do know.
I'm sure there had to be a reason.
I know, but I mean, it's, they'd get drunk and maybe she would say something wrong and then all of a sudden, boom, they'd walk in on my bed. She'd, like, your face would be out, her jaw would be out like this. I said, oh my God, what the hell happened to you? Well, you know, you better believe me. I said, it's a show.
And that's why I said that you literally came in and you asked me if I had read the thing and I said, yeah, and it does tell it. Tells a very nice side of what my, you know, how gay life was, but it was very violent.
Well, it helps a lot, all the things that you all said today, so we can get both sides in.
Yeah. This is not the final.
No, that's
story.
Why
that's
why we knew there was stuff that was missing.
So why do you think people
gay life
can say
is
that?
Not, it's not a sweet thing. It's not a sweet thing. Gay life is not a sweet thing. And as I said before, I says, I can't stand it anymore.
It may be just what you said, that people don't like to talk about the pain.
So we'll just make it like it was a nice day and my neighbor didn't speak to me.
Right. They say things like, well, the breakup was hard and I didn't see anybody for a while. But you're right, they didn't speak about the extent of the violence and the extent of the hurt. Because it's hard to talk about that. It was also hard for us to listen to.
Yeah.
But also, you know, we didn't ask people much about relationships. When we did this paper, when we did these interviews, we asked about bars and we asked about butch femme. And we didn't ask about sex, but you all told us about sex, all right? Which is very interesting, all right? Yeah. So but on relationships, we didn't ask very much, and people, I think, were just as glad not to talk about it. You know,
probably a lot of people don't even have a clue of why they broke up. I couldn't think of the exact reason why I broke up with Bev or Little Pete. I mean, other than the things that you just go, oh, there was someone else. But there had to be a reason. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember what it was, or don't choose to remember, you know. But I'm sure there had to be a third party involved. I don't think people just broke up on mutual agreements.
It was the cheat.
You know, we don't get along, so we'll just end it here. I don't believe that happened.
Well, our nearies, for the most part, who have talked about breakups, have said that there was probably something basic that was not going well in the relationship, and on top of that, there was a third party.
Yeah, because I can't think of how two people care about each other.
Like, be a third party.
I can't see it, how they sat down at that particular time and discussed it. Maybe some did, but I'm saying the majority of them, that there was always somebody else that came into it, mm-hmm. you know, came into the picture.
So you're saying if two people cared about one another, it's unlikely
that they'd be busted up.
I don't think they'd leave each other, especially then, because things were so hairy then that we were just so glad to have somebody that you could be with. Yeah. That.
So there had to be something kind of uneasy about the relationship to start with to allow for the space for a third person to enter. That's what
it was, just
I didn't hear it like that, what Pat just said. I heard it differently. I heard what you said. I heard it that people would just get interested in somebody else, and that you wouldn't leave a relationship until you were interested in somebody else, and that didn't mean necessarily that there was something wrong between you. People didn't sit down and say, there's something wrong between you, I'm going to get interested in somebody else.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I don't think they did. They didn't discuss it. It just,
we're hearing two different things. You're right. You did hear something different. Mm-hmm. If a relationship is going well, and somebody came along who was attractive to one of the two partners, would the fact that that partner became attracted to another person mean that there was something wrong in the relationship?
I don't necessarily think so, no.
Okay.
That's what I heard you
say. See, I didn't leave anybody I was ever with for anything they did or anything that I thought was wrong between them and me. I was just that
you were turned on to somebody else.
Yeah, you went for something that was more exciting, more interesting, better.
But it doesn't put them down. I could never, ever, like I told you, call anybody I was ever with bad. I couldn't be with somebody, and now all of a sudden they're no good or something. You know, I couldn't be like
that. Oh, I can't say that either. I mean, you've been someone for 10 years.
Then I couldn't have never
done that. You can't, the thing happened, it happened, but I can't say, in the 10 years, if I run into him tomorrow, I'd go and have a drink and talk or whatever. I mean, but there wouldn't be that closeness or anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, just some different friends, pedestals that women had to stay on then, and the way they had to conduct themselves. That when you broke up with a woman, very there might be a few around that would, but very rarely would you ever say, "Oh, you're going with that bitch now." Oh, you didn't do that, but she, and you wouldn't let anybody else say it about her, even if you were with someone else.
Was that part of your pride?
It was just the respect for the woman that you had, no matter why you broke up with her. She could never be degraded in your face. You know, if it was a heartbreaking thing that happened between you, she was still never degraded. Nobody could ever talk about her bad to you, and you just didn't do it. You know, people knew better than to do it. Well, the femmes probably did it among themselves. But the butches never sat and discussed their sex or their things like that with each other.
What makes you think the fans did?
Because I know they did. I think they did. Because I went with the same people that were in the same circle, and they would say, "Oh, well, you know, when you were with so-and-so, I liked you, but I wouldn't do this." And then they tell you everything that happened, you know, the conversation that went down between them. You know, if you were the jealous kind, or if you were this or that or the other thing. But the butches didn't do it with each other. I asked a good friend of all of ours one time. She had to go somewhere, and she left her femme at my house with my femme and I. And my femme was working, so it left her girlfriend and me alone. And I said, "Do you think that I would ever bother her while you're not there?" She says, "I don't know if you would or not." I said, "I'm telling you I wouldn't, because I respect you. I didn't care about her. You know, the hell with her. But I respect you. I says, could you do the same for me? She says, no, I don't think I could. And that's just how it was. You knew. You knew who you could trust and who you couldn't. And that's how it was. It's like for you women, when you trusted no one.
What is it that we
capable of going to the bathroom?
How did we know whether somebody was... How did we know whether somebody was butchered or not? How did we know?
Yeah, how do you know?
Was the deciding factor? Was that fence talk? What was the line in our rolls paper?
Oh, how do we know if somebody turned over in bed?
Oh, that's right.
Fence talk.
Fence talk.
I believe it.
Well, I know, I'd like to know a little bit more about your relationship with Pat Littlefoot. Like, did you live together? You said...
Her and her daughter and I.
Uh-huh. And then when she would throw you out, where would you go?
Sometimes to her sister's house, sometimes to a girl's house that I used to be with, mm-hmm. sometimes to a butch and her girlfriend's house. I had nowhere to go.
Because mm-hmm, you were living in her house.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that was one of the most important things, too, is it was always... This is my house. If you moved in with me, this is my house. If I moved in with you, that was your house. That's why you try to avoid things like that. We'll get an apartment together.
Mm-hmm.
See, because that was the worst part of any relationship, is always being thrown out. That was one of the them's favorite things.
And it still is.
Out.
It still is.
Yep.
It still is.
Throw you out.
That's right.
And why would she throw you out?
Oh, because she'd be angry if you had somebody else?
But even if it was my apartment, like say I had it, she moved in with me, how could I throw her out?
She had a kid and everything.
No, but even if she didn't, you just didn't throw a femme out. Because now you're putting her out to, you don't want to get rid of her, you're just pissed off at her for the night. You know?
Well, you'd leave her out
and
she'd become very
mad. So you got it.
Uh-oh.
So you didn't do it.
God, the bushes are so complicated.
The bushes would leave. I can go for 2 or 3 days if I got to go sleep in a car in a junkyard.
And what would you and Pat fight about? Mainly over other women?
Mostly over other women, yeah.
Isn't that something? And was she working or were you working, or both of you?
I was driving cabs. She was on welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was an elegant looking lady.
She was gorgeous.
Elegant looking.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. But she was a little wacko. And so was I. I still am too. But anyway, she wasn't a docile type femme. And I was a very domineering butcher, and therefore we just clashed. I mean, we had some beauties.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kept you together for 7 years then?
We were insanely in love with each other.
Huh. All right. And what would that mean? You were just crazy about her? You liked her looks? You liked her what?
I was in love with her. I liked everything about her. In fact, all the women that I messed with and messed with and messed with, I never left Little Feet till Drummer came along and took a lot of shit from Little Feet. She was doing her tricking on the side and everything. Mm-hmm. I took a lot of shit from her.
But you never left her?
Never left her.
And did she see other women like you saw other women in that relationship?
No. Mm-hmm. But I didn't when I was with her either.
You didn't either?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wouldn't dare.
When you were thrown out, and had to go to like Marine Sister or to wherever.
Did you see other
women? See other women during those like few days off?
No, mostly wherever I went to stay with her.
I see. So that was like time out.
Well, did you two pool your finances?
Little Feet, my son? Yeah.
And did she cook? Mm-hmm. And what were your jobs? So did you not have any jobs?
The basic things like garbage and junk.
And how did your neighbors deal with you?
I lived as a man. They didn't know I was a woman. Her daughter didn't know I was a woman.
Her daughter didn't know you was a woman? And you lived there for 7 years?
Marlene's kids never knew I was a woman. And that was later on. And they were, 8 and 9 years old?
They were grown.
How old was Pat's daughter?
Well, she was an infant when I first started seeing Pat. But she was grown. Well.
Well, because she was 7 years by the time.
She didn't know. Well, this is, even like Madeline knows, when I went with Marlene and she had 2 sons, and one was at the time maybe 6 and 7 years old.
Right.
I was with her for 4 years and they never knew I was a woman.
And they wanted to watch you shave.
ask when I was going to be their daddy, and used to tell a kid that lived in the building with me that knew I was a woman, because his mother was gay, and he'd go, "What are you talking about?" And when we finally told him, they just didn't believe it. That's how it was.
Okay.
Are we excused now?
No, you're not excused yet. I have to be at a dinner at 6:30, and I have to go to the store first, so we probably have another 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, you and Liz, tell us about your life.
Right.
Now?
Yeah.
In 10 minutes.
Now, do you like to call aggressive butch, or one that is domineering and I'm going to tell you this, whatever, and are you going to sit there at a bar stool and be a lady or whatever?
Well, see, we
can't have any fun answer here.
Not necessarily.
But I'm listening.
Do I have to answer these questions?
No, you had to. You were
in the 50s. One evening, right?
Right.
All right, we went down to Condon's or whatever, and you were in my company, you were sitting alongside of me. Mm-hmm. Now, if someone with a butch come up or whatever and wanted to dance or make a pass at you, would you do such?
Make a pass? That's
no, if they were making a pass at you, would you just turn away from them, or will you continue talking to them, or whatever?
I wouldn't let somebody make a pass at me, no. If somebody... Okay, first of all, you got to realize that I know a lot of people in the community, so if it was somebody that I knew well, who came up and said, "Hi, how are you?" I would introduce you to them and all that, and they'd say, "Gee, I'm not here with anybody. I feel like dancing. Do you feel like dancing?" Because they would probably ask me. They don't know the old rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say to you, "I'd like to dance. Would that be okay?" I'd probably ask you.
What if she said no?
I'm quite sure that you'd better ask me. If you I took you out of my company, you should turn and
I would do that. Now, we're talking first and second dates.
Right.
Here.
What if she said no to you?
That I wouldn't dance?
No, what if she said, "I just assume you didn't"?
If she said it that way, I would probably say, "No, I think I probably shouldn't dance right now, but I'll see another time." That would be okay. We're talking
what would you do?
Early dates. We're talking early dates.
Well, you know, this is funny. One time Bobby and I went to a bar in New York, right? We were with a group of people. And the only old-timer at the table was Bobby, all right? And everybody else, although they might have been our age, they all came out in the 70s, 80s, right? Mm-hmm. Here we are at the Duchess, and some woman, everybody's dancing around, and some woman from the bar went over to Bobby and asked her if she could dance with me. Well, the table just cracked up because this woman had danced with other women at the table and had never asked anybody who they were going with what they did. But she had looked at the scene, and she went there to Bobby, and so Bobby said, "Oh, okay," you know, she said, "Fine." She asked me if I wanted to dance. She asked me first, and I said, "Yeah," and so she said, "Okay," but I nearly died. I thought it was the most insane thing I had ever had happen to me.
That would make perfect sense.
That it would come to somebody would ask Bobby if I could dance.
Well, what would you do now if you were out now, seeing that you've heard how this goes, and you know it is from the old school? If you were out with someone, now say you weren't with Bobby and somebody took you out, right?
Uh-huh.
And somebody came up and asked you if you wanted to dance. Would you ask them if they minded, or would you just blitz off somewhere?
Well, I think it's just courteous anyway to ask a person that you're with, unless they're real.
But then the bottom line being, again, what if they said, "I just assumed you didn't dance"?
Depends on how much you want
to
dance.
Well, we probably have a fight.
Yeah, well, what are you doing?
It would depend maybe on how much you wanted to dance.
Right, and also sometimes the person is a schmuck who comes up
and dances. And I'll say, "Gosh, she doesn't want me to dance. I don't know, I don't have to." I don't have to be polite.
We're back into how they look and if they're schmuck or if they're, you know, great looking.
So what you're saying, that's even worse, isn't it?
You don't dance with anybody. Anyway, if you want to dance, I'll
If you're out with somebody, you're in that company.
That's what they were saying.
You just happen to ask who you're with, "May I, or would you care if I do," or whatever, then it's up to me to say yes or no to this.
Would you like me to keep leaving you and dashing off in the back room and dancing?
And
then
that's right. It's on the same principle, honey. Yeah. It's on the same
principle. No, I agree. You have to be courteous and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine with me if you go out. I like to dance with a few other people. It's fine with me if my partner does, too. But you're right. They better not do too much of it. I
agree with you.
And all the fast songs, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I start getting really suspicious and nervous if it starts to be slow dancing.
Yeah. Well, that's the old saying, you get back to when in doubt, sit it out, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Or get up and dance who the hell you're with.
That's right.
That's right.
So there's some, I mean, you know, I think you've learned the rules, even though you come out later, and it's not just for the history project that you learned the rules.
But I think there's, what I learned from this is that in some ways there's basic courtesy involved. You know, it might sound stricter, and no doubt the 50s was stricter,
right.
But it's based on basic courtesy.
You were married, whatever? Uh-huh. So you're out with your husband. Now see a stranger come in the bar and came up.
My husband was an absolute
maniac.
He was like a maniac. He wouldn't care.
He wouldn't care?
No. All the women I've known are much more worried about that stuff than my husband was.
Yeah, you.
This guy would come up to you and ask you to, and he wouldn't say that.
I used to get angry at him about it. Right. That as far as he was concerned, when I was out, I was taking care of myself.
Excuse me.
Well, what about when before you were married? Now, like you say, you're younger than I am. When you went to school, you know how it was. Even if you went to a school dance with a guy or a girl or whatever the case may be. You didn't feel anything then if you were there and maybe the cheerleader was making eyes at your boyfriend or you didn't have any grounds just for then?
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying. Do you?
When
you
get that one, because that may be
about
the dinner.
I'm not a very courteous person. I'm not a very jealous person.
Yeah, but you're like the other women that I've met. The first line that they say to you is, I don't have a jealous bone in my body. And six
was
months
it?
Later,
you're killing
their Looney Tunes.
Except you know what I was tested on this? I one time asked my husband if he had ever been with other women. And lo and behold, he told me he had.
And
he told me
you're right.
No, it didn't bother me at all. I went on my way this morning. But I don't know if I feel the same way, let's say, if I lost. It was Bob. So maybe that was a sign that I wasn't really
straight.
I didn't really care that much.
Does it bother you that you know that Bobby's been with women before you?
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
And that some of them that you see, right? Mm-hmm. You know some of the women, right? I don't know who they are, but and that
doesn't
bother you
at all.
Okay. What did you just say doesn't bother you?
That it doesn't bother me that Bobby sees some of her exes. I kind of like them.
Yeah, it never really bothered me that my lover saw her. And I see mine. They're ex.
But
why
see, there's another thing that that's how most femmes are. They don't say anything, but most butchies don't like their women to hang around or talk with all their ex-lovers, whether they be men or women. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem to bother
crazy. Some of my best friends are my ex-lovers.
Yeah, mine
I mean,
included.
I would lose half my friends if I couldn't talk to my ex-lovers.
So would I. But by the same token, I don't want, if I was going with Liz, I wouldn't want her running over visiting Bobby all the time.
Well, all the time is one thing.
But if you walked into a bar
when we're there.
Once a month is a lot?
I don't think it's necessary at all. If she wants to see her, she can come to the house and see her.
Right. She don't have to go to her house.
I just want her going over there. And
in other words, see in front of me, not outside of the house.
God, I never even think about it.
And you don't live that way.
Right. And it never occurs to me that there's something going on with my ex-lovers.
Why wouldn't that ever occur to you?
And I don't even, because that's why they're ex-lovers. If there was something going on, they wouldn't be ex.
Don't mean
so they call them that.
You never had affairs with your ex-lovers?
What do you think?
I don't think you did. From what you told me.
No. No, you know what I've done. No, I've never been. What's that?
How many is that? Six or
16? 16.
I know.
No, I don't think. I mean, I've had a couple of women that I've broken up with for short periods of time and gone back to them.
Yeah.
But I've never been in like a relationship with someone and have gone you know, out with an ex-lover and stuff.
So are you saying that the femmes you were with in the 50s, they didn't like you going and seeing your exes?
Not at all.
Okay, so that's different too.
Not at all.
Okay.
I couldn't imagine, if I were going with you, I couldn't imagine something like Pat coming into town and you not going over to see her. I could not imagine that. I mean,
well,
I'm certainly...
Depend on how you are. If you allowed me to do it, I would do it. But if you told me that you didn't want me to, then I wouldn't. I wouldn't
really?
See her without
what?
You.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I mean, I would say, why don't you invite her to the house for dinner? That'd be great.
Yeah,
but if you said, well,
you're
she's...
Still in the same...
Well, that's... But the other side of it is, if I were working, and you weren't, and you said, Pat's in town, I think I'll go over to Noreen's where she's staying and have lunch with her. I'd say, have a wonderful time, say hello.
Yeah, but see, that's so long ago.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
So there's a time factor is the difference?
Oh, yeah, I would think so. That, like, if it was somebody that I had been broken up with for maybe the year that I had spent with you.
The most recent ex-lover, I believe, is the most problematical.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you. So
the last one is the problem.
Yeah,
anybody before that is not. But, you know.
I wouldn't go to anybody's house. Unless I was sneaking, unless I asked you first anyway if you cared if I went there, if it was a woman, a femme.
Right, and see, I don't understand any of these things.
Yeah, I
figure you either go, if you're going to do something, you'll do it anyway.
Right.
Like if I was Bobby, I wouldn't want her here right now. That's how I would feel about
Look
it.
Look how long we've been here, too.
I wouldn't like
and
it.
Bobby hasn't called to check on
She
you.
Might have.
He
didn't answer the
That's
phone.
That's right. Didn't answer the phone. I'll check the answer sheet.
No, but you know what?
Well,
I'm
seeing
like
somebody
it.
Now and who hasn't called to check on me unless it's her answer sheet. No, she wouldn't even think of that.
No,
because she's a new time.
That's right.
I'm sure it went through Bobby's mind today. Now that I think
Do you
about.
Think?
It would depend on
Ask her.
You
go
home.
Ask her. Ask her. That's weird. It's not weird. It's just a context I'm not used to.
You know why I think it happened? She was angry that I did this on Election Day, her day off, or Armistice Day, or whatever it is.
Veterans
Day.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was her reaction.
And I don't blame her. I wouldn't have liked it one bit.
Right, see, so it's a different... And I said, Bobby, we have to finish this book. We're never going to finish this book. You have a million things to do about the house. She did not like it one bit. And then because we've been together now a long time and we do talk, as DJ said, and, you know, we worked it out and stuff, but that was her first reaction.
And you think it was not just, I have a day off, why can't you spend it with me? You think it was
I think
also...
That I'll be spending with Pat and DJ.
You're going to spend this time with two butches. Why not with me? Why couldn't you do it with me?
But you can't relate to that?
Interesting.
I didn't understand it until we just had
yeah.
this conversation.
Yeah.
I never thought of it
never
like
thought
that, but
that
as soon as you
never
were thinking, I think that's what was going on.
If the word allow was still permissible, I wouldn't allow her to come here. I would say, if you go there, you go ahead, and I wouldn't do something too. And I wouldn't be there when she got home. Because I wouldn't like it one bit that she's coming and spending, and let alone it's your only day off, or one of them, that she's going to sit in the... entertain two other butches. I wouldn't like
entertain? We're working! I mean, this book is the love of our lives, but we're working!
Entertaining
what?
That's what we're entertaining at. That's like, we took two of the butches we interviewed from the 40s out, and they thanked us for entertaining them.
Right.
If you guys were two butches sitting here, I wouldn't have been here this long. I mean, if it were Bobby Priebus and some other butch sitting there, I'd have been long gone. Really?
See, they're not invested in this work.
You're only telling half the truth, because the longer we went on, it was clear that you weren't concerned that we get this story straight.
Oh, I'm concerned about your book.
Yeah,
but
I think
that
because you'd keep thinking about it and you would be telling us stuff.
You put a lot of work into it, but I still would not have put this much time into it if it was too much.
Well, that's a good thing. That's why when people ask us, is it at all significant we are who we are? We'll tell them, well, we wouldn't have gotten all the butches' time, but maybe if we were two butches, the femmes would have come out to the interview.
All right, how long do the femmes sit here and talk to you? As long as we sit here or the other butches, they want
yeah,
to get out.
Our interviews with the femmes
have been long.
Mm-hmm.
Because
long.
But we haven't interviewed with a lot of them.
Right, we've had few. We've had very few.
Do you think Pat Littlefoot would let us interview her?
She's in Florida.
We'd go down there, Pat.
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying? I bet you ask them different questions than you ask us. See, now, when you're with us, you're talking and you're being very businesslike. When you're with them, you're probably more gossiping than interested
in
this.
We're exactly the same.
No, I don't.
We really are. You should see those interviews. You never will. because nobody sees them but us. But really, that we are the same. We're also just as, we're pretty relaxed.
You get all dressed up like this for them, just like you did for us?
All dressed up? This, I'm really wearing my best up here. Hey, I'll tell you, it took me a long time to
just get out of it. All crutches and bad friends because I know they take a lot of
work. Hey, I stood at my closet for a full 20 seconds to decide on which jeans I wear today. And I've only worn this sweatshirt four times.
We're crazy. So, are we crazy?
No. No,
are we crazy?
No.
Are we crazy?
No. Oh, the dog thinks you're crazy.
Well, the dog, yes, the dog. Oh, the dog thinks we're all nuts.
Come on.
You don't think it's much easier, like, for you and Liz and whoever else to do this than it would be? First of all, I don't think the butcher sits down and talks to me with the other butchers. I know I wouldn't. That's why I asked you who hears these tapes and all that, which I don't really care. My life is on the street anyway. But
I could care less myself.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of book this would be if this was a project that was being handled by butchers. I can't imagine.
I don't know what kind of book it would be, but I'm sure that the stories would be told a lot different. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're never going to blow your image in front of them. You're not going to do it.
So you